Okay, move out.
You're listening to the Valor Podcast, a show that highlights the men and women who defend the United States of America and the people who support them.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Hello and welcome. I am Nick Lehman. I want to talk to you about that fear you get when you walk back to your car and you see that envelope on the windshield. Your first thought is, did I pay for the parking meter? Am I parked illegally? Or did somebody hit my car? And you start looking around your surroundings and figuring out what is going on. I want to talk to you a little bit about something that's the complete opposite of that. But first, let's hear from our sponsors. I want to thank our show sponsor, the Comfort Inn & Suites in Gallup, New Mexico. They are dubbed the most patriotic small town in the United States. And the hotel of the Comfort Inn & Suites is no slouch either. They have a lot of military-themed things in their lobby, and they do all kinds of things to honor our service members and veterans while they stay there. So if you're ever traveling through the United States and need a place to stay and you're weary-eyed, stop at the Gallup Comfort Inn & Suites. Our guest is Natalie June Riley, founder of Nothing But Love Notes, a mission of spreading love, one love note, a mission of spreading love, one love note at a time to our nation's veterans and first responders. Natalie is currently traveling the United States and has time to join us. Thanks for joining us, Natalie.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me here.
Definitely. So tell me, I have to say, whenever I see a envelope on my windshield, I have fear, like, oh man, I owe like $30. So tell me about what you're doing.
Well, let me just say that, yeah, it is, when we first started this, it, you know, kind of feels like you're doing something wrong. And I've had a couple of people saying, oh, that's so annoying, because they think you're selling something. But overall, we've had such a positive response. This started back in February for me. My mother and I started this project, and we started it quite innocently, actually. She had just come out of 19 rounds of chemotherapy, and we were having somewhat of a bad weekend. We had a few days before we were going to meet with her doctor to find out if she was in remission. And so it was kind of a downer weekend, and we were sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves, and I thought, you know what, we're not going to do this. We're not going to stay here and get down on ourselves. So it happened to be Valentine's Day. So I gathered a bunch of cards that we had just laying around, thank you cards and a few Valentine cards. And we sat down and wrote like 50 cards to veterans and just random Valentine's Day cards for strangers. And we got in the car and we drove around literally for 3 or 4 hours, and we looked for veteran license plates, and we would leave thank you notes for those veterans and just do random Valentine's Day cards and just random cards. And we literally had the best time. We laughed, we cried, we just talked, and we had such a good time that by the time we got home, we had forgotten what we were even worried about. And so we just started doing it. You know, and every day we'd fill out some cards and go out, and we keep them on us in case we ever run into veterans, which we occasionally do in the grocery store or at restaurants, and we hand them out. It just became so rewarding for us. And my youngest son said, yeah, you should start a Facebook page and get an Instagram account, and so that, you know, that could be a vehicle for some of these veterans to reach back out to you. And so we did. And I'm telling you, Nick, we've had such a great response. It has been incredible. I mean, just incredible, particularly those who we get to meet in person, who, you know, they share their stories with us.
Absolutely. And I know this is kind of an old school question. What goes into a handwritten note? I know that that's kind of the dying breed of this, you know, text generation.
I'm a hopeless romantic, and I'm old school, so I just really do appreciate that. I'm also a communications major. So for me, the handwritten love note is just, you know, a lot of love and time and effort goes into that. Today, you know, we have text messaging and email, and there, you know, you lose a lot in translation, and there's not a lot of risk that goes into that. And for me, you know, the handwritten love note, you take a little bit of time, as much time as it takes to order a cup of coffee, and, you're just thinking about someone and you're putting your kind of pouring your heart onto the page and you're just taking that extra time and effort. And I think that we're missing that today. So the fact that, you know, we've chosen to use this, the handwritten love note is really, I think, is what has hit this whole campaign, hit the target, because that's what everybody says. It's like, I can't believe that you did this. I can't believe you took this time to do this, or you, you know, spent your money to buy this card for me. So I think that is the beauty of it. It's just, it's personal.
What are some kind of reactions? I mean, I know there's probably that instance where the veteran or the first responder is like, hey, my car. And you're like, whoa, I'm a friendly. Here, just give me a note.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it was like in June. I was coming out of the grocery store and I saw a veteran license plate and I walked over there and I saw a couple standing near the car, but I wasn't sure if that was their car or not. And I thought, really, I'm just going to leave it. You know, I usually don't like to leave it if people are around. But I you know, because I was just getting started, but I left it. And as I was walking away, I heard the gentleman say, what did she leave on my car? And he didn't sound happy at all, you know. So I was like, oh, my gosh. So I just walked to my car, and as I was unloading my groceries, I turned around, and I see him running toward me. And I didn't know what to expect until he got to me, and his arms were open. He had tears in his eyes, and he just swallowed me up into a hug, and he said, thank you so much. You have no idea what that means to me. And I have to say that I've held more than one big, strong combat veteran in my arms while they wept, and he was the first. And I just, it really made me realize that this is something special, and it's not something that I can ever stop now. I just have to keep going. I've made it my mission. I even recently quit my job at ASU, Arizona State, and because I really feel like I need to pursue this. I mean, there's just something there, especially for our past veterans. I think we do a lot as a country for our active military. And but some of those veterans who served as far back as World War II, I just handed a card to a World War II veteran over the weekend in Coronado Island, California. And it was just the most incredible interaction, you know, to see in their eyes that just being remembered for what they've done. And I think sometimes they get lost because they're in everyday clothing and they're not wearing, you know, sometimes they wear their military caps, but for the most part, they're kind of far removed from their service. So it's always a good feeling on both sides to acknowledge that.
It sounds like you and your mom know how to break down a hardened combat veteran, because that hug sounded awesome.
It was incredible. And I would never have thought, you know, when I first started, I thought, you know, people will probably be more annoyed by this than anything. But it's amazing the power of the written word and just, you know, acknowledging somebody for what they've given for our country, or even the first responders, the police, you know, officers, the firefighters. I mean, these men and women go out and they, you know, they serve others. They put their lives on the line for others. And, you know, I think sometimes that we forget what that means for them and their families. And I think just acknowledging people where they are in their life. And I think maybe, and I've been told that, you know, we just, it's our job. We go in and that's what we do. But to, for somebody to actually acknowledge it is very important. And I would really am hoping to create a movement with this and get others involved across this country and get them out there acknowledging, you know, our veterans and our first responders, because they really deserve it. And you have no idea the power it has for them. It really just, it goes deep.
What kind of pursued you to take an interest in military? Was your family military, or, you know, how did
you
that?
Know, my son is serving in the Navy. He's serving aboard the USS Philippine Sea. And, you know, I've always been proud of our country. I've always had, you know, a love of this country. But it wasn't until, you know, he was deployed into the Middle East and feeling what that sacrifice really actually is and what that means. I think that really opened up a whole new world for me. And now, you know, when I see these veterans serving as far back as World War II, I just feel a certain love for them. And I just want them to know how much that they mean to me and to my family. So.
And I think you're doing an amazing thing. And I've seen a couple of the posts that you've had and all that. And I mean, you're taking the military, you know, training into at heart, because I saw that you're prepared. You have, you know, like Ziploc bags so the weather doesn't get it. So kudos to you.
Yeah, I'm learning as I go. Like, you know, I live in the desert. I live in Arizona, so it's pretty dry. But we've been traveling a lot. And we went to Gallup a couple of weekends ago, and it was pouring rain. And I thought, you know, we're not prepared for this. So we had to stop and get some Ziploc bags to continue delivering. But it is our goal to deliver every day. We have delivered probably more than 2,000, well, for sure, more than 2,000 love notes. We've had people involved in other states. I've had people email me, mothers of individuals, veterans who have received love notes saying, you know what, I never thought of this, but I'm going to start doing it. So we have Georgia and Florida and New York, people kind of jumping on our bandwagon. And it makes me so happy to think that, you know, something so simple can move people, can inspire them to do something as simple as just acknowledging, you know, another human being. And in our world today, the world we live in, we just need more of that. And, you know, it's just really all it is just love and showing appreciation and respect.
And you started, there's a hashtag that started, or, you know, for the older generation, the old school, the pound sign. Is there any moments where you were just kind of thinking it just hit you, or you were like, wow, this is really hasn't become about me now. It's become about our country.
Nick, it hits me every day. I mean, every day we experience something truly amazing. And the hashtag, I being from the older generation, just familiarizing myself with that, with the help of my children. But I'm just amazed how far-reaching this can be. I mean, I look at some of the statistics on my Facebook page, and, you know, we're in several different countries, and, you know, people are just, you know, loving what we're doing from far away. And that's the amazing thing. And it's, what's really amazing about it is that as far away as this has gone, it's become very personal, and the world is getting very small. So when people respond, you know, from Illinois or from Florida saying, thank you so much, you made my day, you don't know what this means to me, it feels like the world is just getting smaller and smaller. And I'm blown away every day. And there's been more than one day that I've just cried, because I think that I can't believe that I facilitated this. And it's even though my mom and I kind of started it to get ourselves out of our own, you know, kind of depression, it's never been about us. It's not about us anymore. It's just about, you know, seeing people smile, or even holding, you know, I held a Korean War veteran the other day. I left a note on his card and went into a restaurant to eat with my son and my mother. And as we were sitting there, I saw him reading his card. He was a Navy veteran, and he bowed his head and he just started crying. And I jumped out of the booth, because I thought, you know, I can't just sit here. I have to go out. And
you got
to
share the moment.
Right. And he saw me, and, you know, I signed my first name on the card. So he saw me and he said, Natalie, you don't know what this means to me. And I held him, and he cried. And it just always feels so powerful. And I just can't express enough what that means, as, you know, just as a person, as a human being, how, this person who on any other occasion I would have just never probably even noticed, you know, but to have that kind of interaction and get to hear his story and where he's coming from and what he's doing now, it was just amazing. It's been amazing.
What is the sort of overall key into, I mean, you said you went to Arizona State, go Sun Devils, communication major. What is the key to a perfect handwritten note?
Just say what's on your heart. And people ask me that all the time, you know, like, well, what do I write? What do I, you know, I don't know what to say. And I'm like, just say what's on your heart. I never like to give people guidelines. I just, you know, I will say, you know, just thank them. If all you say is thank you, that's enough. If that's all you have in your heart, that is enough. I mean, the power of thank you goes a long way. This morning, even, I have my niece and nephew over, and the first thing they want to do is get up and write love notes. So, you know, if there's no age limit, you know, young people, I want to encourage young people to do it, older people to do it. I just want them to see how it resonates for yourself, not just for others, but for yourself. And it's very powerful.
What are some of the cities that you have traveled and have left these love notes?
Personally, we've gone to Gallup, New Mexico. We've gone to Santa Fe, Albuquerque. This past weekend, went to San Diego, traveled kind of up and down the coastline there. Planning on going to Tucson and visit the Border Patrol in Lordsburg, New Mexico, hopefully soon. We're just getting started and we're brand new, but I do have friends and even people I've never met before taking on cities and states that I don't know that I'll ever get to. So I really am hoping to create a movement that throughout the country and create an awareness, you know, for others to get involved.
And when you were a little kid, did you write notes? Was that something that was part of your gift?
I grew up writing notes. We passed notes in class, you know, and I've always been sort of sad that that's kind of no longer. I mean, you know, you see kids text messaging each other, and I don't know, maybe I'm old school, but I just feel like something is lost in translation. You know, like I said, writing a note takes a little bit of risk and effort, and it's important to me, you know, along with, you know, acknowledging our country's heroes, to kind of keep alive that old branch of communication.
So did you get in trouble, like passing notes in school? I mean, is that?
Oh yeah, even in high school, they'd get, you know, even at work, you know, back when I first started working, I worked for American Express, you know, my first big job, and my girlfriend and I would pass notes and even have one of those confiscated. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it takes a little bit of risk. And even this, you know, when I first started leaving notes on people's cars or even walking up to them and handing it to them, it was a little off-putting, a little scary. You know, and like I said, I had a couple of people think that I was soliciting, which, you know, I'm not. But it's gotten easier with time, and the more good that I see come from this. I haven't had a bad experience. I mean, there's just not been one negative thing that I can say about this, and we've been doing this since, you know, Valentine's Day of this year.
How can you not? I mean, the handwritten note, I have some children that, you know, four kids, and whenever they get a note or something from me or my mom or, you know, their grandparents and it, or my wife, they, you know, their eyes light up. And so it's
it's just so meaningful. I used to pack notes in my kids' lunch, you know, especially when they're going through hard times at school and stuff. And it just always, always made a difference. And one of my first real affirmations that these notes were powerful was when my oldest son was in third grade, and my husband and I were going through a divorce. And so the kids and I we bought a new house, we moved to a new neighborhood, they were going to new school. So he was, you know, in third grade and really struggling. So I used to write little notes on his napkin in his lunch. And every day I would say, "You're brave, you're a good boy," and just put these notes to kind of, you know, confirm that he was going to be okay. And years later, I stopped that after third, fourth grade. But years later in high school, I was cleaning out his backpack. It was, you know, last day of school. And I found this whole pocket full of his lunch napkins. I still packed his lunch. I always pack my boys their lunch. And I asked him, I said, "Billy, why are you saving all these napkins?" He's like, "Because they make me think of you, Mom, you know, a long time ago when you used to write me notes." And I thought, and he just didn't have the heart to throw them away. So I just thought, wow, you know, years and years earlier, I wrote those notes and that still had an impact on him. So that's sort of where I kind of came with this idea of writing notes. Cause I know how powerful words are. I'm a writer. And I just know that when someone gets an attaboy or a little bit of affirmation when they're not feeling so great. I think that's just very powerful.
What are some things that we can do to preserve the handwritten note? I know that, you know, some of these guys and girls that I meet, you know, have served, like you were saying, from World War II on, and they share the Foot Locker box, and there's those handwritten notes from mom or dad or brother, sister. What do you think we should do with those type of notes?
I think first of all, I mean, keeping them is special, and passing them along, you know, generations. The one in Coronado this weekend, I told you I ran into a World War II veteran, and he was very old and very fragile. And as they were leaving, this is after I gave him the note, and I watched him read it two or three times, you know. And I'm assuming it was his grandson, came over and shook my hand and thanked me. He says, we're gonna frame this, you know. That really just got me thinking that, you know, these things that seem so simple, like a handwritten note, they are preservable in many ways. And, you know, if you get something that is that meaningful to you, you know, preserving them in a notebook. And like, I still have the original note that I wrote my son on a lunch napkin, you know, because it's meaningful to me. I think it's important we do preserve them and share them with, you know, our children and show them, you know, what that means, because I think it is a dying art. It scares me, but it is a dying art.
Well, I think we're in the Renaissance era. We're going to try and revive it and make it a good thing here with the love notes that you're doing.
Oh, you know, if that's the only thing that I do, then I've done well with my life.
Have you found that with your travels of how small the veteran community has become? You kind of hinted and alluded at that, but it, you know, from my experiences, it seems like it's, you meet one person and they know that person.
Yes. Especially with social media, you know, I'll have given a note to someone and someone will say, oh yeah, I got one too. Or, you know, then you find out that there is these pockets of people that really, you know each other. And it does seem like a very small community. And I'm always amazed how many veterans there are out there. You know, when you think that only 1% of Americans serve this country, there are so many of them. And I just wonder how often we take the time to appreciate them.
Definitely. And with this movement that you're starting, how can someone get involved? How can they, you know, if they're listening right now and they're like, you know what, it's been like, I've sent like 300 text messages today, but I haven't written a handwritten letter for, you know, 6 months.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Nick, because it's really simple. I mean, you literally go out and you buy some thank you cards, or you make your own. And you just write them and you keep them with you wherever you go. And to kind of track it, you can add our hashtag, which is #nothingbutlovenotes. And that way we can kind of track where these notes are going. But we definitely want to get more people involved. And if you don't want to hand them out yourself, I know some people are nervous about handing them out yourself. We have a P.O. box that you can send the cards to, and we'd be happy to deliver them for you. And that P.O. box is P.O. Box 6632, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. I also have 4 pen pals that are currently serving overseas in Afghanistan and Kuwait and Africa. So if ever anybody wants to send notes to send to them, I'd be happy to facilitate that as well.
Oh, I know. For the books I've read and the men and women I've talked to, they say, you know, when the mail call comes and there's that actual physical note that comes across the ocean or, you know, across the states, it rejuvenates them and makes them proud to serve.
Yeah, and even from a stranger, and that's what I find kind of incredible too, is, you know, as someone that has signed up to be a pen pal, I'm sending, you know, these 4 soldiers letters every week, and they're always so appreciative of the fact that I'm doing it. They don't know me, we've never met, but we've built up sort of a correspondence, you know, that's been very special. And that's, and again, that's the beauty of this whole project, this campaign that we've created, is that, you know, everybody that we're reaching out to, you know, we've never met, we don't know their story. And, you know, sometimes we do get to learn who they are and where they're coming from. But, you know, we are so much more alike as people than we are different. And when you can sort of connect with somebody that you wouldn't ordinarily have connected with, it's really amazing. I can't stress that enough. I mean, the people that I've met, we met a guy who served in the Army. He went to boot camp with Elvis Presley. And so when you're sitting in the grocery store in the produce aisle and you're talking with this, you know, old veteran who's served with Elvis Presley and he's telling you his story, it's just amazing. I have a special affinity for the Vietnam veterans too. I've ran into so many of them, and some of their stories are just heartbreaking. And I'm always amazed how they say, you know, I never talk about my experience in the military. I rarely do. But then all of a sudden they're rolling up their pant leg and showing you their scars and really opening up to you about, you know, some of the stuff they saw and some of the stuff they experienced, and maybe some of the wounds that they got while they were serving. It's just incredible, especially when they say they don't talk about it. And then they're telling you, a perfect stranger in the middle of the grocery store, you know, their story. So that's just, to me, more affirmation how important this project is.
Yeah, the story of, you know, sometimes I've heard, well, I'm not going to tell you this, but, and then it turns into like a 2-hour story.
Right. And I think they need to talk about it. We hear so often how many veterans and first responders are committing suicide every day, you know, and, you know, the jobs that they had and currently have are, you know, pretty serious. And some of the stuff they see, you know, it's just not easy. And, you know, if they're not talking about it, where are they putting all of that? And, you know, part of this campaign, I just want to create a conversation with people about that, about how we can kind of open that up a little bit, or, you know, get them to open up a little bit and not feel so alone.
And when you were going through the, you know, the stores and the parking lots, what are some, I know you alluded to the license plates, but what are some dead giveaways that it's like, oh, that's a veteran?
A lot of them like to wear their caps, and I've seen them, you know, from World War II veteran to Vietnam to Iraq. They wear the caps. A lot of the times they have T-shirts. There are a lot of giveaways. I've seen them wearing their dog tags. You know, some of them hang their dog tags from their rearview mirror. It's funny, but I have become so acutely aware of all the different license plates. You know, there's the Marines. So we have love notes just for Marines. We have, you know, love notes for, you know, sailors. I mean, we just kind of have opened it up. We see a lot of female veteran license plates. So, I mean, there's just a lot of signs, and really it's mostly we go off of the caps and, like, if you see them in the grocery store or the license plates.
If we see
a police officer pulled over or getting pumping gas, we'll go over and give him one or her. So.
And the decals, you know, there's always that, you know, U.S.
Oh,
Army.
Oh, decals, definitely. And so, you know, I'm learning as I go, you know, there's more telltale signs of how to find our veterans and first responders. But the best way just to get started is just to keep a bunch of notes with you, you know, write them out and get your family involved. Sit to the kitchen table. My brother and his family now sit to the table, and they write a whole bunch of them, and they keep them with them. And whenever you see them, you hand it to them, or you leave it in there, you know, under their windshield wiper.
That sounds a lot like a family game night back in the day, but there's less fighting and less competition.
So much fun. It really is so much fun. And you know, you wouldn't think, but it really can become a family affair. And even going out, like, this evening, my niece and nephew are like, can we go find some policemen and veterans? And they love it. So we get in the car and they like to keep points. So there's a certain amount of points for firefighters, certain amount of points for a police officer. And whenever we find them and leave cards, and they keep track of their points. But it is fun. And like I said, it's as rewarding for the giver as it is the recipient. I mean, it means a lot. And it can, if you're going through something in your life and you're just looking for ways to kind of get outside of your head, you can always do for others. And that kind of it's been very helpful.
And what is the long-term vision? I mean, I know that you've been doing these love notes and things like that. Is there a nonprofit? I mean, or people can donate?
Yeah, I reached a point where I need to figure out how to continue this, because like I said, it started very innocently. Up until now, all the money's been coming out of our pocket, which is fine because it's our way of giving back. But if we really want to grow this thing, we need to think bigger. So I'm at the point where I'm looking into a 501c3 and looking for opportunities to grow this, because I believe in it from the deepest part of my heart, and I don't see that I can ever stop doing it. So I'm looking to grow and make something more of it.
How can people follow the journey? I know you mentioned a little bit about the Facebook and website and all that, but how can people connect and, kind of follow your journey and the veterans' journeys?
Well, I have the Facebook page, and they're nothing but love notes. I have at lovenote68 on Instagram, and I'm currently working on an actual website that is focused specifically on this project. I have a WordPress account where I kind of I write stories of things that, really happened that are pretty amazing. And there are a whole bunch of ways. I also have, because I do have a lot of old school veterans that don't really do Instagram or any of the social media, so I do have that PO box. But, there are quite a few ways. And I've had several different people reach me in different ways as well. So,
well, Natalie, I appreciate your time and I, seeing your handwriting and then the stories and the pictures of the thank you notes. I mean, it made me realize, wow, I need to start writing more handwritten notes and things like that. But, it's a great thing that you're doing for our country and our service members and first responders. So I thank you for doing this. I think it's going to start a movement, if you will, and I can't wait to see all corners of the United States get involved with this.
Well, I would really love to inspire people to recognize, the sacrifice our military and first responders, wake up and do every day. And I just want to take a minute to just thank our veterans and first responders for putting their lives on the line for others. There seriously is no greater gift to Americans, and if I can return just a fraction of that love of country and people, then that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, that's great. And, I thank you for listening to the Valor podcast. Make sure to like us on Facebook and
you guys are amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. So, make sure to like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play or any podcast management app. Visit our website at thevalorpodcast.com. Finally, find your mission. There are many veteran organizations and nonprofits and veterans needing your help. I promise you'll make some great friends. And this week, go old school. Write a love note to a veteran. Thanks again, and have a great week.